So,
Blog this is Talk Radio.
Your DIY business coach. And we're here talking about business freebies, things that other small businesses give you guys out here, get business owners, get consultants, get coaches, things that we give out for free. We give out free books. We give out free samples. We give out free consultations, free marketing testing, free evaluations. Those things, even if you do not subscribe to that person and learn what that person is talking about or interested in that person is talking about, sometimes getting a different point of view on your business is extremely helpful. Getting an evaluation of somebody looking outside in is an awesome evaluation that you can build on, that you can have, that you can use that towards your benefit so that you can grow and be more productive in what you're doing. I take advantage of freebies, free classes, free orientations. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody is going to try to sell you something when they're giving you something for free. Isn't that the purpose? The person, when you walk around the mall and you're at the food court and they're handing you free sesame chicken, do you think they're doing that for just to hand out free chicken? No, they want you to taste the chicken. Then once you taste the chicken, you're going to be like, oh, man, yeah, let me get some of that. And then you look over there and there's a little fried rice or the lo mein noodles. And then you want some of the little mixed vegetables and you got to get an egg roll or, you know, wonton or something else to add with it. So that is that strategy right there alone is business freebie 101. You know what I mean? It is telling you that, hey, if I give you a sample of my goods, you're going to want to buy more and buy more and buy more. So that is the benefit of having those freebies out there and to tell people about your freebies and about things that you are offering out there. It shows you, it gives them the ability to trust you and to build your trust in what you're offering. Your freebies can be simple. Your freebies can be wildly lavish, but it is what it is. Like one of my freebies this year right now is I'm giving away my planners, all four planners for the quarterly planners. I'm giving them away. This big book, actual physical copy of the book, not a digital download. I've given digital downloads away. Those work great too. But I really think people need this book in their hand. And I want more people to purchase this book. So when you purchase this book from me, you get all four quarters. You get all four quarters of the book. Let me hold it like this so y'all can see it. Can y'all see it? You get all four quarters of the book. All you have to do is cover the shipping because they're pretty big books. So I put them in a box, you cover the shipping, and those books will be sent to you for free. So those are my freebies. That's $100 value to me. You know what I mean? Because I sell them for $25 each, $85 if you buy the set of four. So that's $85 value to me, plus the cost that I use to purchase the books. So those are the things that I want you to think about when you're looking at business freebies. As well as if you guys would like to be part of my marketing campaign, my marketing promo that I'm going. I just launched a new website. I am Unique, right? I am Unique Marketing. And it teaches you the fundamental steps. I've had this site, working on this site, getting this site developed and put together. So anybody who wants a freebie on that, I need you guys to DM me. I'm giving away 100 freebies, 100 memberships to this, lifelong memberships where you can go back and forth and get member marketing consultation. We'll do a marketing evaluation on your business in your first week of having the program. After we do the evaluation, I'll send you a marketing plan free of charge. Then you'll have access to the DIY way of marketing your business, step-by-step guide, detailed step-by-step personalized evaluation guide that is going to help you market your business. Now, I'm only giving this to 100 people. So these 100 people are going to get that free marketing guide, free how to master your business in 90 days, how to grow your business in 90 days. Once we figure out the flaws you have, Then we get into the actual marketing and promoting out to your customers. There are so many things that you're not doing in your business that, or you can cut costs in your business, or you can make your systems a little bit better in your business. And there are so many things that you are going, you're not doing. I guarantee you, you guys are not doing 90% of this. If y'all do, it's like a 60-40 rule. If y'all do 60-40 of this evaluation, you'll be surprised upon how much you actually make or can save your business that's growing. Sometimes it's about, if you're disorganized, getting organized. If you don't have systems in place, if you don't have automation in place, those are things that will help your business grow, will help your make your money. How many ways can people contact you or purchase items from you? How many ways can you make money off of the person? And how do you get your leads? So how do you get people to sign up with you? You know what I mean? So I have my, like I said, I have a new website. If you guys download, I have a new ebook out there. It is I Am Unique. I Am Unique Marketing. That is the website. I'm typing it in for you guys so y'all can see. I Am Unique Marketing. And go to this website right now. So that is my freebie. You get a free book on how to market your business. There's a lot of stuff in there that is not even about marketing. A lot of people don't even care, are not in a position to actually market their business. That is the crazy part. A lot of people are not in a position to market their business. So you have to actually sit down and do it. Mike, I got you on the phone. Sign up. Go to IamUniqueWriteMarketing.com. Sign up for the free class. Sign up for the free ebook. I'm putting it in Facebook now, guys. Hold on. I'm here. And those are my freebies. Like I said, I'm giving away 100. So once you sign up, and I Am Unique, it's supposed to be marketing, ING. Hold on one second. I Am Unique Marketing. One second. I am writing this out for you guys in Facebook so you have it. And this is my freebie. Starting in the new year, I'm giving away 100. Once I get to my 100 people and my 100 evaluations, I'm not giving away anymore. So be one of the first, okay? If you are not one of the first, then, hey, I'm sorry. You'll have to pay. This program, after my 100 people sign up, there it is. After my 100 people sign up for this program, it will be $97 a month or not $1,997 for the year upfront cost. So if you want to be a part of it, you can sign up today. If not, wait till somebody does and be part of the $97 a month. I appreciate that, too. If you want to start off at the $97 a month, I appreciate that, too. So we plan to have a special guest on here. He's a finance guy. He's a money guy. He's going to talk about his freebies. He's called the Wealth Crusader. So hopefully he comes on very soon, and we'll start talking to him. So everybody out there, what are some of your freebies? What are some of the things that you give away as a promo to help entice your customers? What are things that work for you that help entice your customers? How do you gain your leads? A lot of businesses do freebies and do stuff like that. And well, join my favorite customer program or my loyalty program. Loyalty programs are the best way to gain leads. One, these people have already came to your restaurant and purchased something, so they know exactly what you are, who you are, and what you stand for. If they like you, they will be back. And if you can incentivize them to come multiple times so that they can get points or rewards, then isn't that a great way to incentivize them to come? And then they get points for what they're purchasing. That is super awesome, right? So that's like me going to my nail salon. Every time after my getting my nails done 10 times, I get $10 off my service. Yeah, you're like, oh, that's not a lot. But hey, I've gotten up to $30 because I only go to the same girl all the time. So I've gotten my money back. I've gotten at least a free set of nails already from the time that I've gone. Yes, but it's about motivating me to get there, motivating me not to want to go to anybody, and plus she does a good job. So those are ways to incentivize somebody to actually come back to a location, to come back to a vendor. It's their loyalty program. So you're giving them a reason why they should come back. And make it worth your while, because you got to think about this. These people get about $50 every time I walk into the salon, and they got it 10 times. So that's $500 that they got off of me. I mean, what is that? $350 that they got off of me before they gave me $10 for free. Going to different restaurants, they give you $1 per item. They give you $1 per perk. They give you different things. So those are different things that you can do to help build your business and to make sure that you are going to be successful in your business. It's also a great way to, when you're on your slow time, when you're down, that you can actually use that to incentivize people to come in. Because now what do you have? You have their phone numbers. You have their email addresses. You have their names. So, hey, Becky, come back to my business to eat some of my great stuff, or to get your nails done, or to get your hair done, or to get you another evaluation, or look at my new product that we're launching. You haven't been here in a while, haven't seen you in a while. So those are different things that you need to do to make your business be seen. So making sure that you are, thank you, Mike, for doing that. Making sure that you are out there and you are doing the best thing that you can do to get your business out there and motivated. Those are the things that more people see. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Most people do not buy the first time they see you. In certain instances, in food, yes, especially if you're the only person on the block or you're close by, you get the benefit of winning because of that. But in the industry of marketing, sales, boutiques, clothing, all of those other industries, people have to try you and have to see you and have to see that you're going to be consistent before they actually do purchases, before they actually do stuff to buy from you, okay? People have to see that you're going to be consistent in your business. I wouldn't want to purchase from somebody whose shop I go to, and the first time I go, it always nice and pretty. I go and I buy something, I come back and they don't have it. That's why some things I don't like buying at Ross and Marshall's and TJ Maxx. Because if it's like a cosmetic or a skincare stuff or a shampoo, I'll go buy it from them and then they don't sell it no more. I bought it, it's gone. It's all gone. And I'm mad because now I don't even know where to find this product at anymore. And I got it for such a good deal with them. So I'm frustrated at this point because I like the lemongrass hand wash soap. And now I can't find it anymore. You know, so those are things that you have to understand. Now, if you know you like something and you buy it one time and you use it, if you're at one of those kind of stores, you just buy all of it. Just buy all of it because you're not gonna be able to see it anymore. So a skincare product or anything else like that, when companies are not, now it's a great place to buy clothing. For the simple fact is, I don't want to see everybody in the clothing that I buy, so I'm hoping that there's only one or two pieces of that item there so that nobody else is buying the clothes that I am wearing at the same time. So that is the benefit of your business and everything that's going on with your business is making sure you give out the freebies. People have to learn to trust you. I do my podcast. I get on here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock to talk to you guys about your business, about things that can help you grow your business, about ideas, about, you know, things will open your mind up to different things in your business. I do this for free right now. I do. I mean, until I get enough of people listening and enough of people watching, me having a sponsor it's for free. So I'm doing this because I want you guys to get to know me, to get to trust me. So these are ways to honor your freebies and a way to give out information so that people understand. And I think freebies is the best way of marketing. It's the best way to get people to trust you. Going back to the same thing about having somebody, the sesame chicken in the mall. That is something that now all the Chinese restaurants do. Get a toothpick on a piece of chicken. That costs them less than a freaking penny to give them a sample. And now they're exposed. They're tasting your food. And another thing is it makes you hungry. Because now you just took about four or five sesame chicken pieces from five different people, and now you want a piece of sesame chicken. So one of them five restaurants is going to win for giving you that free sample. So making sure you have those freebies out there to pass out, to give to your customers, to make sure that they're being out there are the best things. I offer anybody who comes on my podcast, anybody who has came on my podcast and wanted to be a guest, I let you come on here and be a guest and talk and tell your side and explain your business. That's another one of my freebies I give to my guests that come on here. I let them expose themselves to the people that watch my show. And, these 300-400 people watch this every week. You know what I mean? So at least those are 300-400 people that you haven't been exposed to, that you haven't seen, that you don't know. You know what I mean? That's the best part about giving away and being out there and helping the community is because you have to give a little bit to get. If I was just being dormant and just trying to sell, then nobody wants to play with me. Nobody wants to play with somebody who's just selling stuff all the time. You know what I mean? They want to see what you're offering. They want to see, can we actually be on your life? Yes. Yes, Greater Glory. You can come on my live for free. Yes, I am going to start, Memphis Mike, I am going to start running commercials very, very, very soon. Seeing if my guest is ready to come on. Yes, I'm going to start running commercials, and that will not be for free, especially if I have to do production in it and help you put it together, but I will give you a soundbite. You can always have a soundbite and or be a sponsor. Always looking for sponsors. Right now, I always tell people to start when people are new in the game. You know what I mean? Start when people are new in the game. Because if they're new in the game, the cool part about it, they want to be a part of that circle. They want you to know what they're talking about. They want you to be part of their community. So the cool part about being new into the game is that you can always be you'll get the ground floor pricing versus the person who's already vetted. So ground floor pricing is super cheap. So ground floor pricing is super cheap, guys, out there. So making sure that you are exposing your companies and exposing your business out there to your clients, to different people. Because you don't know, I don't know everybody that you know, and you don't know everybody that I know. So if you're promoting me on your page, and I'm promoting you on your page, and then I bring you, and then you get excited about our conversation and get motivated about our conversation, then that is actually awesome. So Yeah, waiting on my guest to see if he pops up and if anybody has any questions about freebies and what kind of, I would like you to tell me what kind of business you have, what kind of business you have, and then I will suggest a freebie for you. So if you write a comment and what kind of business you have, I will give you a suggestion on what kind of freebie you should give. And there's a lot of things out there that are freebies that can cost you very little to no money. You know, there's a lot of things that can be extremely cheap for you. So if you give me a comment, Memphis Best Barbecue. That, you know, you got, you can piece a sample of that pulled pork or chopped pork or whatever meat that you have on a regular basis. Just chop it up really fine. Get them sample some barbecue sauces. And I don't know if you have your barbecue sauces on retail, but you know, you can get a free extra barbecue sauce. You know, depending on your cost of your meal, you can offer a free side to your business. You know, offer that free side, seeing what you are. Is your planner a helping hand for prosecutors? It's a helping hand for anybody. It will help you. It will help you build your business, whoever you are, whatever you do. Meat is high. Okay. Well, what is something on your menu? That's why I said aside. You may be able to offer a free side with their first meal, or a free piece of bread, or something else to entice them to purchase your food. Let's see. Oh, a free drink. If you do canned sodas, or if you do not canned sodas, but a free bottle of water. You know, a case of water costs you $3. You know, give them a free water with their meal. That would be something else that you can give out, because you can go to Publix or you can go to Sam's or whatever, buy a case of water for about $5 or $10. If you give them a free water with their meal, they're going to eat. They got to drink something, push that meat down so they can put some more in that stomach, and then, or go to the bathroom so they can poop and then buy some more because they're hungry. There's a lot of things they could do. I know it's extreme, but it is a process of life. Yes. Procrastinators. Procrastinators. You know, I'm trying to read this little screen and look at three of y'all, so y'all can't use these big words with me tonight, God damn it, can you? So, y'all messing with me. Yes, it is a great planner for procrastinators. Yes, procrastinators. Yes. Y'all are funny. Y'all are really messing with me tonight. Don't be over there laughing at me, because y'all should be here working. But anyway, so yes, it is a great planner for procrastinators, for somebody who needs a schedule, needs an idea, needs a plan for what they're doing. That is a great planner for it. And it gives you the four quarters of the year for you to plan it all the way out. But make sure you guys go and download, go to I Am Unique Right Marketing, go download my free book. My new free book that I have just put out there. Once you download that free book, you actually will get, I will give the first 100 people to come on the site and download the free book. I will give them access in the next 24 to 48 hours to my website and the new e-learning site. Then I'll give you a call in the next week. We can schedule an evaluation for you to actually take a marketing evaluation. That is the process of this. Of course, there is Christmas coming up, and when we have Christmas, you know, we're not going to be working. Yes, you can purchase it. Well, right now I'm giving them all away for free. If you would like to wrap it and make it a nice little gift set, we can make it a gift set for whoever you want to. Just let me know, and I'll ship it off to that. We can always add bonuses in there for a low, low fee. But, yes, we can always, always make it a gift set. That is a great idea, Goddess Raindrop. So, yes, making sure that you put your book out there, put your items out there, put your freebies out there so that you can bring your business. If anybody would like to come on live and talk about their business and or be part of my live network, you can either call in at the on air at 563-993-5562. 563-993-5562 if you want voice only. If you're on my Instagram or you're on my Facebook, we can let's do a live together. Just let me know if any of you guys would like to come on live and talk about your business and what are some free advertising, some free things that you can do in your business to promote your business and to get yourself out there. What are things that you're not doing in your business that can help you be seen more? Everything in your business is extremely important. Are you on more than one social media network? Like as of right now, I am streaming on 4 networks: Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Live, Instagram, Facebook. And I need to get one more device so that I can pull up TikTok on here too and start streaming live on TikTok. The number again is 563-993-5562. 563-993-9962. And you can come on live and you can talk. Just call in. And we will have a conversation about your business and what is going on in your business. Yes, that is the number, 563-9935. Thank you, Shaniqua and Kenya. Goddess Raindrop. We'll pin that in the comments. So if you'd like to come on, and let's go. So in this marketing campaign, this is an awesome package. So once you go through this, and if you go through all my classes, as I can see everything that you go through, all the classes in this marketing battle, in this marketing, I will give you advertisement on my podcast. There's so many benefits of actually learning this, because the thing is it'll be beneficial for you to give a testimony on how this has affected you and your business. It will help you build your confidence in how you move your business, what you should do. And there are certain things that you can do that don't even cost you money in marketing. There are certain things that you can post or certain things that you can show on your business. Mike, making sure you're taking good quality pictures of them ribs cooking and those sandwiches all the time and your customers eating a sandwich and videos of them testimony. Those are great marketing ways, freebies that you can just do for your customers. Tab them, tag on it. Have your customers eat your food and tell them, you know, tag you in their posts as they're eating their food. If they don't want you to record them, those are things that help your business grow. Those social media right now is one of the biggest free advertisers. Yes, we can do free ads on them, and we can do ads on anything, right? If you're posting and posting and posting, you'll be getting seen by a lot of people, and you'll be able to boost up your visibility, making sure people can order from different aspects like Grubhub, Uber Eats, making sure you have all of those things going on, making sure that you offering catered service, making sure there's more than one way for people to purchase from you. That is the best way. If people want to actually purchase from you, there are so many different ways that people can purchase your items from you that there's no reason why. They can come to your storefront, they can purchase them online, they can pick it up for delivery. It's the holiday season. People are spending money that they normally don't spend. So giving them, putting something, enticing them, putting that cheese in front of them, dangling that meat in front of them, they want, that inspires them to actually purchase, that inspires them actually to want to buy what you are offering, because now they're interested. And right now people are looking to buy, or people are looking to grow whatever they're doing, or people are looking to make themselves feel better. Whatever you're doing, those are things that people are willing to do. So you can use those items as freebies. You know, education about your product is a great freebie to have, to offer for your customers. You know what I mean? Those are great things that you can offer to actually help expand your business and grow your business and keep everything going. Thank you. About your business. Amy, if you're still on here, make sure you sign up for I Am Unique Right Marketing. Free, I'm giving away a free marketing plan, marketing strategy. Amy, I'm giving away that free. You can do it on your own, a free marketing evaluation, just so that you can evaluate your business. Don't you know that sometimes most business owners don't think about the numbers? They don't think about what's going in. They don't think about what it costs to do the business. So even though you have a high markup on food, there's a high markup on this, you have to kind of evaluate what things actually cost you. And with the shortages and with everything that is going on right now, there is, you know, the prices have gone up. So you have to really, really, really think about what the price of things are right now, because some of the prices of items have gone up. So you have to raise your prices. You can't be scared to raise your prices for your customers, because your cost has gone up as well. Your vendors have gone up in the things that they do and the things, what do they cost, what it costs them to get the items to you. So, you know, that little bit can help you save money in your cost. And you got to think about it, okay? I'm not sure how much people make all the time, but you have to really think about it. It's not about how much you can afford. It's about what customer do you want to buy from you? How much do you want that customer to be able to afford? I don't want broke customers. I don't want customers who don't have money. You know what I mean? I don't want customers. I want customers who have money and who are willing to give money and are willing to spend money on themselves. You probably like customers who want to eat good and spend money on good quality food. You know, Amy, if you have a business out there, you probably want your customer to have enough money to spend. You shouldn't have to think about, well, I don't know if they're going to spend $10 on the item, because, you know, if you think you're only going to spend $5 on the item or $3 on the item, then that's probably the value of the item. You know what I mean? So making sure that you're putting yourself in a position for people to spend money. Now, if you're a Gucci, Louis Vuitton kind of person and going to spend $100 on a bag, $1,000 on a bag, then you need to price your stuff, because you got to you have to price your stuff worthy of that. So that is the thing about marketing your business and marketing the items you have out there for your business, so that you can make sure that you're competitively priced. Now, and then the next part of it is making sure that you're educating your customers so that you can dominate your industry. You always want to be able to dominate that industry out there, your business, what you're doing out there. Dominate it. Be the best at it. Be the one who's doing the best things. You know, position yourself to actually grow your business so that you can be, you know, the one that stands out. Be different. Making sure that your business is a little different than the next place and the next place and the next business owner. I care for my clients, any client that I have, I treat them as if they are my family, because I look at it as, if you grow your business, then faster you grow your business, more money I'll make in mine, because then you'll be willing to spend more money with me, because you know your business is growing. I'm saving you money. I'm doing things to help you grow your business and help you establish your business, which is saving you and making you money. Most businesses you can walk in any day, purpose any day, and make them at least $1,000. If you certain things you can do, I can walk in a business and tell them that they're doing this and wrong. You have too much staff, you don't have enough staff. You have too much product, you don't have enough product. You're wasting too much of this, or you don't have enough of that. You know, and making sure that you keep your product making sure that you keep your product on the shelves and enough of it for the clientele that you have. You know, like if you're cooking meat, you don't want to cook 20 slabs of meat when you only sell 3 or 4 a week. You know what I mean? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Now, when you start selling 20 slabs of meat, then you sell it. It's almost better if you sell out. If you look at the model of Slutty Vegan, she only sold a certain amount of sandwiches a day. People knew that they had to stand in line to get those certain amount of sandwiches per day. You wanted to be the first one in line so that you can get those sandwiches, right? So people wrapped around the corner to get those sandwiches. Now she upped her demand. She only has certain sandwiches for that day. You know what I mean? So you had to demand, you know, if you wanted a sloppy toppy, you had to make sure you were there at a certain time, because one sloppy toppy was sold out. That's all you got was whatever else that she had. So making sure that you make yourself a commodity in the industry is awesome. She was the first vegan burger, and they was like, oh, she tastes like regular burger. That's how she grew her business. Yes, there are other people out here who sell vegan burgers. There's always been somebody who sold a vegetarian burger out there at all points of time. But that doesn't mean that their burger was good or they put a special stamp on the burger. The reason why her burger sold so well is because she made it seem like her burger was the best burger ever. She gave that burger confidence. And that's what it takes. It takes pure confidence for you to grow your business. So you have to have as much confidence as you want to give out to people. You have to have that much confidence in your business to grow your business how you want to grow it. You know what I mean? You have to make sure that you are saying the things that you need to do to make people feel real like your shit is the best shit ever. Going to somebody else will be a mistake. That is how you have to feel about your product and everything that you do. And that's how much confidence. If you go to somebody else, they're going to fuck it up. They're going to ruin it. They're going to call it. It's not going to even be worth your time and your energy. That's how you have to make people feel out here. And that's how you should feel about yourself and everything else. Now we're coming to the last 10 minutes of the show. If anybody else wanted to hop in and say anything, we got 10 minutes. Like I said, if anybody wants this planner, wants my four quarters of planner, please go on DM me or go onto my website, purchase them. You have to pay for the shipping. You have to cover the shipping. All right? Now, you can also be a part of my program. And see, next year, the hardback is going to be launched. This is going to be hardback next year. These $25 books are now going to be like $45 when they become hardback, but they'll last longer and you can keep them for a life long. I like the harder back ones better. And they're coming for the new year. So, and if you're trying to remove the negative people out of your life, make sure you grab a copy of my book by Pookie. Make sure you grab a copy of that and tell everybody about this book. Is the audio of it is going to be launched in January of next year. We're working on it right now. We're going to do the audio of this book for y'all non-readers out there. But it is a short read and it's big letters. Look at all how big those letters are. You can read it from here. So, with bad eyes. So, make sure you get this book. It's your guide to removing negative people out of your life and making yourself a happier person. You know, so So making sure that you are happy, making sure that you have everything that's going for you, making sure you're exposing your business, these are things. Keeping your life organized, creating new habits. I've been on a 100-day habit changing path where you eat a certain time, you got to do this a certain time, you exercise. Some of them I have failed bad on, and then others I'm doing great. Drinking more water, things to help you make you feel better about yourself, give you energy, drinking less. You know what I mean? Doing less sweets. There's so many things out there. And no, and that's hard during this holiday season, right? There's so many things out there that if you do it and you try to do it, it'll just make you a much better person. You'll feel better inside. You'll be able to handle stress better. You'll be able to deal with different things a lot better. So making sure that you have those things put in place for you to, hey Latrice, making sure you have those things put in place for you to actually grow self and grow your business and make you as a whole. But needless to say, make sure y'all go to my I Am Unique Right Marketing. Be one of the first people who sign up for my free ebook and my evaluation on marketing, your business evaluation on your marketing plan. So that we can save you money, we can help you make money, increase your profit margin. Do y'all even know what profit margin is? Most of you guys, I guarantee, don't know what a profit margin is in your building. How much your goods cost minus how much you pay for them, or how much it costs to get it sold. So those are things that you really have to pay attention to and write those things down write them down in an Excel sheet. I know that sounds crazy, but all of that stuff is extremely important. So if you need help marketing your business and you need help building the things that you, building your business to a certain level, make sure you sign up for at IamUniqueMarketing.com. IamUniqueMarketing.com. It's free for my first 100 people that want to sign up. It's a lifelong membership. All you have to do is follow it. When you finish it, I'll send you free copies of my planners. It's a very deep, deep course. So it's not like some rinky-dink course. I spent a lot of time having it developed and a lot of money getting this done for you guys out there. Okay, so make sure you take advantage of this opportunity. Again, only the first 100 people will get it. So make sure you do that. So I hope everybody enjoyed what I am talking about today. And, you know, hit me up. Happy holidays to everybody. I hope everybody has a great holiday. We'll be here next week. And our topic next week will be... All right, we can work on getting you two people that want a franchise. Mike, our topic next week will be don't be scared to seek professional help. After these holidays, this will be right before Christmas, the 22nd. Don't be scared to seek professional help, because sometimes you need other people's help to build your business. All right, Mike, we will talk about that. Yes, you need to make sure you have a whole system in place. You need to tell them how to cook your meat. There's a whole lot of stuff you're going to have to make sure that you have to have in place for it to actually work, and contracts and paperwork. So yeah, we can get together and talk about that, Mike. But making sure you have your business set up properly, that's why a lot of small businesses can't grow or can't establish or can't have more than one location, is because they do not have a system in place that they can replicate. They just leave it on to the next person, and they don't have a place. You can't be scared to share your information if they're paying you to share it. You can't be scared to that for people who are working for you, if you're worried about that, then sign non-disclosures and then sue them if they try to take your ideas. That is how you do business. Like, you can't be scared to share. You got to show people what you're doing out there. So make sure that you guys, if you need help building your business, if you need help marketing your business, if you need help doing things going on, then make sure you sign up for my free ebook, I Am Unique Right Marketing, How to Master Your Business in the Next 90 Days. That is our goal, is to teach you guys how to master your business. Again, if you haven't signed up for the business credit program and haven't got your business credit established, you need to sign up for that program too. It's the three ways you can do it. The DIY, I'll do it all for you, and you just have to do what I do, the small part that I say. And then there is the, you know, half in and half out. You know, some people like to double dutch. I want to do pizza, some of it myself, and then I just want to be coached on what to do next. So make sure you are a part of all of that. Yes. So make sure you are a part of that, and you want to learn how to build your business and how to build your business credit and get established. Because, again, last year, 2019, 2020, showed you guys how much y'all were not ready to, y'all were not the real business owners. Because y'all didn't have none of the papers that people asked you for. You know what I mean? And making sure now, if anything ever happens like that, you are in a position to get this money. You even know. So, yes, Denton Bradstreet is great. We will go into that. I have a business credit episode you can watch if you want to listen to more about that as well. But I will see you guys later. I appreciate everybody for watching and commenting, for following. So make sure you guys follow me every day, Wednesday at 9 o'clock. I will be here. Talking business about you, talking about business with you. If you want to be on my podcast, just make sure you DM me as well. You can be a part of the podcast. So I'll talk to you guys later, and you have a great night.